we was at some tournament and we had the dance battle with the
bro. Hold on, time out. We were in Hampton, Virginia.
That's where we were.
Right, it was on Sunday. We were going into Championship Sunday, and this girl, she was out in the parking lot on Friday night when we first got there, dancing, doing a Dougie. We see him in the hotel on Sunday morning on the way, and she like, "Where that big light skinned boy at? I need to dance battle him." I'm like, "I think she talking about me, bro." I'm like, bro, what is... It's 9 o'clock in the morning, bro. Why are you in a dance contest in the hotel hallway at 9?
In the hotel hallway. Their squad versus our squad watching y'all two go at it.
And I'm like, only in AAU basketball would something like this happen.
It's gone! Miles Tredd becomes the 38th player in the history of Nittany Lion basketball to go over 1,000 career points.
What's up, everybody? It's Miles Tredd, host of the Heat Check presented by State Media. Super excited to have you guys on the show. We're going to have weekly episodes with former Penn State basketball players and other hoopers across the Big Ten. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. We really appreciate you guys' support. Enjoy the show.
College football tees, college basketball tees, whatever you need, Mercury has you covered with the best merch out there. We're talking about high-quality clothing, inexpensive, and the best part is I have a 15% discount for everybody who goes and gets some right now. Use the code below, hit the link in the description, and go get your merch now. Use the code to get 15% off. What are you waiting on? Go do it.
Welcome back to the newest episode of the Heat Check. I'm bringing on one of my best friends in the entire world today, y'all. I'm so excited. Brandon Slater, former Villanova Wildcat, current Maine Celtic. Bro, thank you so much for hopping on, my bro. Like, how you doing, man? How you doing, my boy?
Oh, man. Thank you for having me, man. I'm good. How you been?
I'm good, man. Grinding. So I don't even want to take too much of your time, man. Like, I just want to get right into it, bro. Like, a guy like you, you've had success at pretty much every level that you played at.
Yeah.
Coming from the DMV, what makes DMV basketball so special? What makes what's so special about people that come out of the DMV when it comes to playing basketball?
Yeah. One, I gotta give credit where it's due. The coaching in our area, bro, it's so advanced for kids who are 6 years old, kids who are early elementary school, kids who are in middle school, about to get to high school, and then obviously our high school players. So I think our area is just so rich in like great coaches at first, you know, great instructors, and they teach the game because a lot of them play the game, you know, at a high level.
Right.
And I think that that competitiveness, that drive is kind of instilled into us at an early age. And then once that happens, you see, like me and you, we see the DC Assault team every single weekend, or we see the Maryland Spartans when they were nice when we were a little bit younger. Like we see the teams when you play a Baltimore team, and then now it's like the game is a little rowdy, or we go down to Boo Williams, and then you see how different our styles are and why we're so successful in our area. Like, I think we just have the best combination of coaches and then as well as players who are like willing to like go out there and show that, all right, I'm not scared of you. I'm from here. Like, I play basketball. This is our first sport. This is our only sport. This is what we do. You know what I mean? So I think we have a special place here, and I think DMV basketball is one of the best in the world.
You know, so for the people who don't know, I've known Brandon Slater since I was 8 years old. We've played with each other from the ages of 10, really 9. We were 9.
Yeah, we were 9. Yeah.
9 to about 18.
Yeah.
And then played against each other from the ages of 8 to 19.
18-19.
So, like, over time, we've developed such a great relationship. I mean, like, I can probably get to his house now without using a GPS. Like, yeah. I've spent the night at this man's house so many times. You playing in the AAU tournament in Virginia, knowing I'm not about to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to make an 8 o'clock game. We used to stay at Mama K's house. Shout out Mama K, Mr. Gray.
Shout out Mama K, yeah.
You know, have some grits and eggs in the morning. Get us
you
ready.
You know.
Yeah. Man, but like, you know, just the bonds that were created. That was the thing that I miss most about AAU ball. So many just, we traveled the country, bro. Like, playing against people from not even just the U.S., but like all over the world. People Man. Were coming to the tournaments and just, we just fought. Like, we were just there to just compete. And a lot of times we were successful. Sometimes we weren't. And mm-hmm. we just learned so much about each other and who we were. Like, what was the thing you missed the most? Like, for me, it was the bonds and the memories, but it was specific stuff. What was the thing you missed most about AAU ball?
Man, you hit it on the head. Like the bonds that we built in it, and obviously it carries over into the game, and you go through certain times and certain trials where you're like, all right, like, nobody's making a shot. Nobody's making a shot the whole tournament. Like, how are we going to win? How are we going to play defense, you know? Like, or remember when we were in practice? Oh, my gosh. Bowie City Gym. We're probably 10 years old. Coach, he just keep telling us to run. Just keep running. We over there about to pass out. We huffing and puffing. But then afterwards, now we're like, okay, like, this is kind of making us better. We get into a tournament, we realize we're way better than all the other teams because we're just so much more prepared, you know, physically and endurance-wise. Now it's like, okay, like, I see Miles is one of the greatest minds in that I've played with in basketball. Miles sees something at 11 years old telling me to get into the corner because he knows when he drives right here, that dude is going to lose his concentration for a split second. He's going to hit me. I'm going to make this shot. Like, little things like that. But that's a year after a year after a year. And I think that bonding that we had, like, remember when we was in, what was that? Like, we was at some tournament and we had the dance battle with the...
bro. Hold on. Time out. We were in Hampton, Virginia.
That's where we were.
Right? It was on Sunday. We were going into championship Sunday. And this girl, she was out in the parking lot on Friday night when we first got there, dancing, doing a Dougie, right?
Yeah.
And we see him in the hotel on Sunday morning on the way. And she like, where that big light-skinned boy at? I need to dance battle him. Uh-huh. I'm like, I think she talking about me, bro. I'm like, bro, what is... It's 9 o'clock in the morning, bro. Well, I'm in a dance contest in the hotel hallway at
in
9.
In the hotel hallway. Their squad versus our squad watching y'all two go at it.
And I'm like, only in AAU basketball would something like this happen.
Man, right? For real, man.
Like, and that just goes to show, man, like, again, people who don't know, like, this is one of my best friends in the world right here. And like, and me and him were like opposites, but we're like yin and yang. Like, our games complemented each other. Like, I wasn't the best athlete. He was the athletic dude. Like, we just kind of like, whatever it was, like, he was going up and dunking, I was the one throwing the lobs. Like, whatever it was, like, we just kind of figured it out. And over time, that bond just got even stronger, especially on the court.
Oh, for sure.
So then we got through AAU ball. You know, we ended up playing with Team Takeover. Mm-hmm. Ended up being number one team in the country at the end of the summer, yep. 2-3 years in a row. Like, we had a squad, man. Boy, we had a mob.
man, I think every year we got better, but we just, I think it was like that 16U year, I really felt like, man, like this team is special. Like this group that we have is special. Like 15s, we were getting into our, you know, bigger bodies. We were learning the game more. We got an experience of playing in high school now. So now we're playing against bigger bodies. We're still like the same team that we've been playing with like our whole lives, you know?
Whole lives, bro.
And we're going out there playing against number one draft picks and lottery picks and, oh my gosh.
In one weekend, we played against RJ Barrett,
mm-hmm.
Marvin Bagley,
mm-hmm.
Cam Reddish,
mm-hmm.
and, oh, Keldon Johnson. In one weekend, bro. We were like, and we won.
I
think we lost maybe one game. But we're like, we just played against like some real dudes, like
mm-hmm.
draft picks, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And we out there battling. Like,
we out there giving it our all, like going toe to toe, like. You guarding, you've always done this, but you guarding the tallest dude on the court at your height, no matter who it is. I knew for a fact. I was like, yeah, Miles got it. That's how I felt. No matter who it was, Marvin Bagley, it could be a scorer that might be just a little bit taller. It could be one of those 7-footers that, you know, that CIA Balancer or Team Canada, where they changed their name, who they would bring in. You know what I mean? Like, we would put you on them.
For no reason though. Like I don't know why it was like that. Because I feel like somebody else could have did it.
Somebody could have had like a couple taller guys.
It was just like, Miles, let's go. I'm like,
yeah,
let's go. But you know, we finally got through the AAU stage and finished up high school and we made our college decisions. I talked about it on my podcast before, like why I chose Penn State. Like I got cursed, man. Like
mm-hmm.
I feel like this is the greatest place on planet Earth. Like,
yeah.
You know, I got cursed, and I say this in the most delightful way possible.
Uh-huh.
The first two visits I came on, it was beautiful outside. It was like 80, sunny, had a nice little breeze.
Yeah.
People playing frisbee on the lawn, and there's a long line outside the creamery, and I'm like, who wouldn't want to come to school here? This is great.
Exactly.
Then I committed. Then I came back in November,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, this is why. It's cold. And this ain't regular cold. This is mountain cold. Like this
that is cold. That is country cold. That is all the way above cold.
But I mean, the state college community, man, they just engulfed and brought me and my family in with open arms, and I've just been forever grateful for sure. But for you were, you know, Villanova Wildcat, you know, so like. What did it for you? What about Villanova made you want to be a lifer at Villanova?
Yeah, I tell everyone this every single time. I wasn't looking for the school that could give me success right away. I was looking for the school that could make me into the best man I could be, you know? And I think, like you said, I've only taken one visit ever. Like one official visit. I've only taken one official visit ever, and that was to Villanova. It was just every time I went up there, the guys, like they seemed like they were brothers, you know. Yeah. A lot of people can say it, and I'm sure you guys had that in your locker room, but not a lot of other colleges can really say that everybody on the team gets along or everybody on the team knows everybody's strengths and weaknesses and y'all play together. Y'all might sacrifice something, but y'all play together for something bigger and it shows, you know? And I think at Villanova, when I turned 16, when they won the first championship, I think I was starstruck the fact that Coach Wright called me probably like 2 weeks after that. Hey, we want to offer you. I'm like, wait, you guys just won a national championship.
Like, y'all just won a chip, bro.
You just won a chip. Like, are you serious right now? I'm like, okay. Like, all right. Like, now it's game on. You know what I mean? Now it's game on. And then he's like, just come up here. Just see what it's like. You know, there was always those team camps that we would play in. I'm getting used to the guys. I'm knowing the guys. I'm walking around there, you know, their open gyms, or I'm trying to play, you know, getting bumped over, getting thrown over, getting dropped. But it's all in good fun. You know, like, I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get to where they're at. I see that those guys, they had players from back home. They had the Josh Hart's, they had the Daniel Chefu's, they had the Chris Jenkins, you know, they've had guys like that, and they've been successful. So me seeing those guys and them embracing me while I'm 16, 17 years old, I only felt like I think this is the right spot for me. And looking back on it, I think I made the right decision. Like you said, the Villanova family, they taken me and my family in arms, and they still bring my parents to games. They still get them tickets, you know, like, make sure they look out when they come back down and play in Georgetown, you know. Right. So I just think it's something amazing. It's something rare that a school can support you and give you the help academically, as well as create you into a just basically like a beast on the floor, you know?
Yeah.
Mind, body, just everything is all at one. And at Villanova, everybody, you do that for each other. You do it for your teammates and coaches. So I think that was a good sell for me. And I would love for this school to, you know, keep doing what they're doing. I think they're trending in the right direction. So I'm just happy.
That's what's up, bro. So you and I also have some more stuff in common in terms of our collegiate careers. We were both dealing with some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And it started pretty early for the both of us, too. Like, we never had to sit for injuries, but after a while, you start to get to that bang, and you're like, oof.
Yeah.
This is what them old dudes were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you deal with injuries throughout college, and what helped you push through?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a mindset that you have to go into. A lot of people, like, can talk about, you know, being mentally tough. But you don't know what mentally tough is until you wake up for a 6 a.m. practice. You can barely walk to the gym. You get into the locker room and you're about to drop because you're tired, you're thirsty, you're hungry. Maybe you don't want to practice this early, but it doesn't matter. As soon as you get into that mindset, you get into that mode, it's like, all right, I can ball. But as soon as that first or second contact, that player contact hits you, and then you're like, ah, like, man, this don't feel right. Now that's when it shows if you're mentally tough or not. And I think that's something that me and you both had to learn, as well as something we came in with. So me dealing, I think I played 1 year where I wasn't injured, and I think that was my freshman year, and I only played 52 minutes. Yeah. So after that, my sophomore year all the way through, it was, you know, the shoulder, the torn labrum and rotator cuff. And then later on in my junior and senior and fifth year, it was my ankles. You know, I had a Jones fracture, and then I had a few ankle sprains. But I never tried to sit out and never wanted to miss a game. And fighting through was a way I could show my teammates and my coaches that, hey, I'm willing to put my body on the line and go through a wall for you guys. So I think it was a mindset that I had to learn, and I'm sure you had to deal with the same mindset of maybe making this play isn't smart enough, but I'm going to still make it.
Right.
Maybe diving for this loose ball isn't smart for me, but I'm going to still do it.
I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do it anyway. So I think it was something that I can look back now, and as a professional, now I can learn from it. But obviously that's something that's instilled in me and something that I'm going to be proud of, you know, for the rest of my life.
Yeah, so for me, it was definitely, I only sat out 2 games for my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
And that broke my heart. Because those were the only two games in my entire, from when I started playing at like 6 years old, 5 years old, to I was 21.
Yeah.
I never sat out a basketball game, ever.
Ever.
And I sat out two back-to-back because I injured my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I was like, from then on, I said, Coach, somebody's going to have to cut my hand off.
Mm-hmm.
We either have to sit out again. Because we won. We won both games that I sat out. So that was fortunate. But
yeah.
I was like, dude, I can't. Like, it pained me. I was the best teammate ever. I was calling out the scout and all on the inside. I'm like, dog, I never want to do this again. Ever. Ever. I said I would be hobbling. I would crawl before I just sit out and I can't play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what gave me a lot of the chip on my shoulder for the rest of my career. I was like, yeah, this can't happen again. And I was like, you know, you didn't go through what I went through. Like, that was the kind of the toughness that I had. You know, like, you're not dealing with what I'm dealing with. Like, I'm, you know, when I'm playing defense, I'm like, that gave me that extra little push. Like, I don't really feel like, or I don't think I can get to that spot. I don't think I can beat him to that spot to take that charge. And I'm like, yeah, but you went through all this. I'm like, you are absolutely right. Let me go get here and take this charge. You feel me? Like, just finding that extra, whatever it is, I think for anybody that's an athlete, find that motivation in yourself and just give yourself that little extra push, because stuff is hard. Playing sports at the collegiate level and going forward is hard. It's very, hard. Very difficult. It's
extremely hard.
And that's why, one, people make so much money doing what they do. Two, that's why they're the cream of the crop. There's very few people at the top.
Yeah.
But speaking of the top, you, sir, were at the pinnacle of the G League in the G League finals.
Yeah, yeah.
You made your mark this year as a rookie in the G League, bro. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm so blessed, man. I think it was a combination of just, you know, my teammates and my coaches, again, just making me stay and work out, making me stay and shoot. The times I pump fake and film, they will make a whole slideshow of me pump faking my jump shot instead of just shooting the shot.
Right.
They're like, yo, like, we're not going to get anything out of you pump faking one dribble and turning the ball over. You pump fake and dribble into the paint and try to go up on a 7-footer. That's not going to work. whether you feel confident or not, that's not going to work for us.
Right.
So it was literally them just repping me out in game, out of game, in practice, outside of practice. Just, you're going to shoot. All right. You're going to shoot extra. All right. You're going to shoot with me. All right. Yeah. You know what? We're going to shoot this shot. We're going to make this many out of 10. We're going to make this many out of 5. You didn't get it. We're going to keep doing it again.
Right.
And it was just like, I just got a confidence of, well, I'm going to shoot this shot. And if it goes in, I'm expecting it to go in. If it doesn't go in, the next shot is going to go in. And then I think that's what helped me, like, you know, really skyrocket that in this year and really, you know, come into my own in my role, you know.
Shout out my boy Taj, man.
Shout out Daily Vitamins Taj.
Daily Vitamins, man. That's everything that you just described right there.
Yeah.
That's what we like to call Daily Vitamins. You know how you wake up in the morning and your mom got the little Flintstones vitamins you got in the morning.
Uh-huh.
That for college and pro athletes, that those Daily Vitamins, that's getting in the gym, that's getting shots, sometimes that's getting in the treatment room and the weight room and getting in the tubs and getting ice. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever you need to become a better basketball player or better football player or tennis player or whatever it is, that's what Daily Vitamins are. Shout out my boy Taj. Taj Ridley, man. You doing your thing. I got 10 questions for you, bro. We're gonna keep it short, smooth, to the point. All right. Like,
let's go.
We're not gonna hold him up. I don't want you to think about it. I just want you to go.
All right, bet.
Dream car.
Escalade.
Dream vacation destination.
Cuba.
Why Cuba? Never mind. No, sorry. Keep it short. Favorite meal?
Macaroni.
Macaroni, okay. Favorite snack?
Peanut butter jelly.
Favorite NBA player?
Kawhi, Jimmy Butler.
Hey, big one.
Jimmy Butler. I got to go Jimmy.
Favorite NFL player?
Plaxico Burress.
Favorite college basketball team other than Villanova?
Other than Villanova, George Mason.
Favorite college football team?
Penn State.
Okay, boy. Shout out. We are, baby.
We are.
Favorite TV show?
Martin.
Favorite movie?
High School Musical.
Wait. High School Musical 1, 2, or 3?
All of.
Understood. Okay. Understood. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here. Okay. Brandon Slater is a High School Musical lover. Don't let him tell you the difference. Troy Bolton, Gabrielle, that's him. That's his lane. Okay.
That's me. I do that.
Okay. All right. Slate, thank you so much for hopping on, bro. It's always great talking to you. Tell the family I said what's up. Mm-hmm. You still haven't sent me no main Celtics gear, and it's going to be a problem coming up soon.
Hey, I got a whole package. Okay.
All right. Don't make me come down knocking on doors. Feel me?
Nah, you got it. You got it. You know, I'm scared. I'm scared of you.
Love you, my boy. Have a great week. Go kill. Keep working. And we can't wait to see you next season. And hopefully sometime soon you get that call up, bro. You earned it for sure.
Yes, sir. Love you, boy. Thank you.
This is the latest episode of the Heat Check. See you guys next week. Peace.
What's up, everybody? Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Heat Check. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so we can continue to have big-time guests and create great content for you guys. And if you haven't yet, check us out on social media in the links below. Really appreciate you guys' support. We'll see you next week.